After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's season 12, episode 5 of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Moving in, moving on, and moving forward. And anything else after that is just water under the rug. Coming up,
you're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome. You know where you are. You're here to hear about these OC ladies. And we have a panel of three to break down these ladies holding oranges. Starting with me, why the hell not? I'm a little all over the place at the moment. You guys can find me at all times on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast and on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants.
At all times. You could never be without Grant if you didn't want to.
All 66 shows are waiting for you.
Excellent. I'm Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media and at the blog BlakeV.com.
Hey guys, Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne.
Oh, I love it. Lovely.
Let's get started.
Fancy.
Let's talk about tonight's show. I'm still having a hard time with the show being so segregated and separated, and they make an effort every show to have some sort of group activity with whether it's three or four of them, but they're still not all together.
Yeah.
And so I'm having a hard time with at the end with Shannon and Tamara over there and everyone else over here. It's a little disjointed at this point. We're at episode 5.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired of Lydia. I'm still questioning Peggy. This is my mindset. What are you guys thinking overall? Blake, it's been 2 weeks. I want to know.
All right. I'll give it to you. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome back.
I'm okay with it, actually. I'm okay with the separation. I think that, you know, that's part of the drama. They each have their reason why they're separated from every other lady.
Yep.
And it makes for spicy moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying why exactly they don't want to be around each other. So I'm okay with it. Peggy, I like her. I'm getting good vibes from her so far. I think that she's trying to come into this being sort of the mediator, and she's kind of trying to feel out the situation and make it, you know, make everyone comfortable, right? But I think she has some sass. I think there's going to be a moment coming up where she kind of like lays it down. That's what I'm expecting.
Starting to come out.
Yeah.
Starting to come out.
How are you feeling about things, Liam?
I'm in the same boat with you, actually. I'm super over it. I've said it before. When Tamara and Vicky aren't talking, there's really no balance. I hate that they're so separate. This group activities, they feel a little forced.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of ready for I'm ready for them to move forward.
I agree. I feel like it's part of the expectations of the show that, you know, you start every we've seen in so many cities, two of the leads or whomever, and I don't want to, you know, it's an ensemble show, but two people are over here after the reunion in bad shape, and that story is them coming together.
Yeah.
So it feels as a Housewives viewer, it's inevitable that eventually they will recover. But like I said in the beginning of the season, towards the end, they were good, and then something happened on social media, and now they're all
Does it always go down like that? It always goes down like that.
Yeah,
after
it does.
After the reunion, they're always pissed off.
OC Housewives, they fight high school style on social media.
they
go
get dirty.
In, yeah, they and do. We're going to talk about it in tonight's episode, because it even showed its ugly head in this show. So let's talk about, first of all, I want to shout out, not even give a shout out, Bravo, I See You, or this production company, with introducing us last week to Bridget. No qualifications. They made it sound like she was a rando nanny that they just hired on.
That's true.
But it's Megan's cousin.
Yeah, that was never mentioned.
No.
Or was it? And then they just switched.
They didn't, because I watched that show 3 times.
Was really strange.
Yeah. So, no. And then, so Shannon, Tamara, they came over to visit Megan, or they all went out. And this is where you can tell that Megan was brought on full time. Because it was like, oh, welcome back to the group. And this is when she was now immersed in the drama completely with what's going on with Shannon and Tamara. So you can tell this is, I just look at it from like a production standpoint. Like, okay, this is when she was officially signed back on. Because all the other stuff was just her in her house. You know, they could have shot that over like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know?
I love how they all got together and she was like, all right, you can go now to the help.
Right? Yeah. Right? Please be gone. Big on Heather.
You know that girl wants. Friends. Yeah, you know that girl wants to be part of that drama. I would be like, oh, are you sure? Really? Oh, okay. You know, like.
She's a little too pretty for me to have in my house with my husband.
I mean, we right? talked about this. Yes.
Yeah, lawsuit like, or not. It looks like a junior version of Megan. And then when I looked at it, I'm like, oh, great. Now, not only is she the junior, she's related to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like the younger sisters.
It is the younger Megan.
Yep. So that was, Tamar was like, oh, we're so excited you're back to Megan. And Megan is preparing the ladies that Vicky will be invited to a sip and see. I have never attended a sip and see, nor have I heard of it.
I haven't either.
I have only heard of it because of Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta. She introduced me and the rest of America to the sip and see.
That's true.
I think it's a Southern thing.
Oh. They throw large parties. But I've never heard of it. They throw large parties. And they throw parties for their kids. In last episode, we talked about how the Housewives don't really throw parties for the kids. And somebody commented. They were like, did you guys forget about Phaedra? So and thank you for reminding me.
Like, this is five cakes. I do remember.
Mr. President. Mr. President.
Mr. President. Yes.
I remember.
So true. Oh, yes. And the sip and see.
Only in the Little Housewives universe, we all share together here.
Right. I love it. Yes. We're all family.
Yes. Well, Lydia has a sex talk with her 8-year-old son on camera.
That whole thing was awkward. That was super awkward. The entire thing was awkward. Even when she threw it over to Doug. He still made it a little bit more awkward. It was just
incredibly awkward. That, and on TV for the rest of history. Can I be honest with God. You?
That, this is very personal. That talk too. That I had when I was older than this kid. But I mean, that was like one of the most worst conversations I ever had. Like, it was awful.
I didn't get the talk.
You did?
I was with Lydia. I didn't get the talk. We just kind of avoided it. We had like an awkward exchange, you know, but I never fully got the birds and bees. Conversation, and I'm okay with that.
I can't soon forget
I figured
mine.
It out for myself.
There you go. There you go.
So So she said that she's going to give her son a conversation. It's going to be a God-censored sex talk. Then she says Jesus loves sex. He made it. I mean, I don't know if he made sex. I think that's God, but
that might be false.
Yes,
that was just strange.
Yes.
My favorite part, which I'm sure they're dying having people analyze and dissect this very awkward moment on television. But like, poor Doug, she's like, okay, daddy, you handle this conversation. He's like, oh, shit, what do I say?
Yeah.
He's like, so sex is this thing where it's very good.
That like, was kind of funny.
Like, you don't need to tell them. You don't need that
Speaking
part.
Speaking of sexy, when he said that, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you like him.
He's like, sex is good. It's a really good thing. But it's a private thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Private.
It's a private show.
We learned that Lydia did wait to have sex with her husband until she got married.
And so did Doug.
Yeah.
They both
They're both virgins.
Which is really respectable.
Still,
I feel like you
virgins
can.
Virgins in God's eye.
I feel like you can like really just like look at your, like Lydia does live a perfect lifestyle. And I feel like she can have no regrets. You know, with living that and saying, you know, I waited. And, you know, if that is something that would determine whether I get into heaven or not, at least I can check that box.
I'd like to know where she met Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. If you know, let us know.
Christian Mingle, probably.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. And I think they probably run in the same circles. They both seem to have a lot of success and come from money. And
Right. Like, so. I feel like it must have been.
They're like a BYU couple.
They are totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
totally. BYU. Just that lifestyle. Like, it's just, Brigham
it's
Young
like
University.
The,
like, kind of,
the
you
Mormon
know.
Mormon faith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But the way they talk about Jesus, like, they're clearly not Mormon. But the way they modernize Jesus as well is, like, super awkward and like you just don't bring up Jesus with sex and your 8-year-old. It's just weird. Like the whole approach to modernizing Jesus is just
it's very interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, can I go in the water now?
Yeah, he's like, just get on with it.
Yeah. You know, I met this one guy who was at a party and he was telling everyone how he grew up like ultra religious, like whole deal, like would study at home, would study in school, and then now that he's an adult, when he's like 20 something, he's completely over the whole thing.
That's I'd say that's very common.
It happens.
Yeah. He just said, it's like, it's I don't have any faith in my life. He said, because it was just too much.
Yeah.
And I understand it's too bad because it almost is like you lay it on too thick.
Yes, I have
and
many
people reject
many people in my life that has happened to.
Yeah,
raised religious and just
right.
over it later.
Yeah. It's a common story. People do it. They get married too young and then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah,
you got to find yourself. You got to know who you are.
That's right.
Exactly.
Find yourself.
Yes. And so Lydia then later in the episode suggests her husband get some type of vasectomy, and they had coconuts in the trees.
That was funny.
Yeah,
it was just really over her saying "cut your balls off," like,
oh, like 20 times.
She said it like 25 times in the episode.
She was explaining to Peggy. Was it Peggy? She's like, I know you really don't cut the balls off, but like, so what? Is that her cute version? She thinks that's cute.
I think she's just trying to be
cute,
like,
to say that.
It's like for shock value, or she's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, cut your balls off. Like, cut your... Okay.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
I don't want my balls cut off.
No guy wants to hear that. No guy wants to
I don't
want to
say
that.
Like, that doesn't... It just sounds offensive.
No. Yes. And then she backs up and saying, well, I don't want to be on the pill. You can't expect me to be on the pill, which I can understand.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But, like, then just...
I'm not saying don't do the procedure. I'm just saying don't call it that.
It's just too much of an intense conversation to have on camera.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about my balls being cut up on camera.
Can't you just have protected sex? If you know, versus going through all that?
Well, they're married. Do you really want to wear a condom? Like, especially when you're married. Like,
I don't know. I mean, well, then...
They've only been with each other,
too. Then keep taking the pill, or then get some snip.
Like, they've only been with each other. They should be, like, Cirque du Soleil. They should be exploring.
I know. There isn't very much of a...
Throw that pillbox to the side and keep going. You know what I mean? Like, they're young. They're attractive. Yeah. Like, stop talking about Jesus so much and get to it.
So Peggy calls up Shannon, and immediately Shannon apologizes for that dinner. We had to see the flashback. How many? Two or three times?
Stop rehashing.
I know.
Shannon.
Well, no, I liked hearing the apology, though, because it meant she was taking responsibility, finally, for something.
I know, but she continues, and she goes on to it. I was just the rumors and beat my ass. My husband, like, I don't want to hear about David allegedly, like...
Okay, I have to ask this about Shannon. Please let me know, everyone, how you feel about this. Why does she enjoy so much talking about the bad things in her life?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, why does she like that?
A lot of people online say she is a serial victim. She likes the sympathy.
Oh, for sure.
The sympathy tour.
But on the other side, she keeps harping on
her weight and David and Vicky and the allegations. And it's like, Peggy doesn't even know what you're talking about.
But on the other side, Shannon is very authentic. And I feel like that is what is really just ruining and rocking her world in a way. And that's how she's being so vocal about. I mean, again, she had to go and tell Megan about the 40 pounds or 40% body fat and all that. It's like, it is a little much to keep laying it on people, but that is her reality. And I'll always give Shannon a pass because we have to sit through so many manufactured relationships and storylines with all these housewives.
Totally agree with
at
you.
Least I can look at Shannon and say, all right, we're getting a real story. Whether it's annoying, if she doesn't really take ownership for her stuff, at least we're getting something that I can believe in.
No matter what I say about her, I've always said she's reality gold. That's true. Yeah. She's very entertaining.
And but I get, Blake, I get where you can get annoyed.
I'm rooting for her, but at the same time, like, I'm just over her. So maybe she should just lay it on thick, because I really feel like this is going to be her last season.
She doesn't have
anything else to offer. She's an emotional vampire.
I feel like
she
tests really well, I feel like, though. Like, I mean, you know, Thomas is not here tonight. He put out that poll, and any of this is just a very small window.
People like Shannon.
But in general,
yeah.
I mean, her social media following is quite large. Yeah. And she gets
liking
a lot
Shannon
of
or feeling sorry for Shannon?
Ooh.
I think a lot of
thin
people
line,
identify with her. I think a lot of people identify. I think women, especially of a certain age, identify with her.
Yes, they do.
Moms, you know, I mean, she's like that older, not older, but like a mom of older kids that aren't like eight, like not little kids.
A
young mom, you know. So she's like, you know, a little bit of an older mother that I feel like a lot of people can relate to. And there's not a lot of that on Housewives. I mean, if you look at some of the older Housewives, like a Sheree, yes. But the new ones, they're casting younger and younger and younger, trying to get these young girls to watch Housewives. I feel like, you know, people are connecting with Shannon more. Whether they love her or hate her, I don't know. I hope this isn't her last. And I think that's why they keep her on, because there's no getting rid of Vicky with her lifelong
contract.
Well,
jump in the pool. Stop saying, I can't go to your party
because
Vicky's going to be there. I'm going to have to politely decline your party.
Fine.
Because Vicky's
going
to be there. Seriously, we don't want you coming anyway if you're going to be an emotional
vampire.
That's
fine.
Yeah, I agree. You got to play ball.
Just snap out of it. If you're going to drink that tequila, like, be a good time.
Yes.
I
couldn't agree more with that.
A check is coming in the mail and she is cashing it. You got got to play the game. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I just wish she was a little bit more
fun. That's the thing. I don't mind that these women, like, avoid each other in one-on-ones. Like, obviously, if, whatever, Kelly called Shannon, she'd be like, no, I'm not going to go to dinner with you or drinks with you or whatever. But, yes, in a group scenario when it's someone else's event, like, that was ridiculous for Shannon to say, like, oh, I barely know you, Peggy, but I can't really go to your event because there's people there I don't like.
It's a turn-on.
Who cares? Yeah. It's not their event. It's Peggy's event, you know? If Kelly invites you to an event, sure, maybe you don't want to go to that because that's Kelly's event. But what does Peggy have to do with it? You're, it's like, punishing Peggy. Such a turnoff. Such a turnoff.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't like it.
Well, meanwhile, over at the Oasis Senior Center, Kelly and her mother are looking at this. It looks like actually like a really nice, like, some senior centers are dumps.
Questionable, yes.
Yeah, but this one looked like, you know, a nice stucco. Really? And, well, it looked higher grime. What are you used to? What are you used to?
I've seen, like, much... I mean, I'm not fancier, like, ones? I'm not like a, you know, a
expert on
exactly.
Really? Senior living communities,
but like, I just imagined it a little bit more better.
It's just, I think, it looked a little generic to me. I'm thinking of public ones. That one, I guess, being private, maybe they could have had a little bit more. But I mean, what do you want? You could do clay making, ping pong, garden plots per person.
All of that. Yeah. I enjoyed all of that.
Senior living communities like that have a lot of activities.
Yeah, the activities, like, are always going to be there.
Oh, lots. Right.
Yeah, I'm talking aesthetically. Okay. Like, it just didn't look.
Needed a little.
I don't know. To me, I've seen some real.
Kelly's mom
ones.
Lives in a beautiful house on the beach. Like,
yeah, where's she going?
I would not want to be down there.
Really?
That's kind of what I'm getting to. Like, I would not want to go from the beach.
No.
To a retirement home. With,
and I totally agree. And I feel like a retirement home is more for someone who maybe is like. Struggling more, or is just like older, or maybe
just wants to kick back.
Yeah, maybe just doesn't have the family life to really like support her, take care of him, or whatever. But she's in good shape. She's in incredible shape. She's got no problems just hanging out at home.
But Kelly's argument is that she wants her to go to be more social.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly wasn't arguing. She was badgering her mom, which is like a totally different thing. And her mom's like, dude, I worked hard my whole life. Can I just watch TV? I totally agree with
you. Is that a crime, right? Like, just crawl in the chair and watch TV. You know?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot for an older person to even make that move. Like, okay, that's a stage in someone's life anyway. Even if she's not living there, but she's, you know, it's a place to go. But still, that's kind of a lot.
She's not
going to
live there? Is she not going to live there?
No, I thought it was just like a membership.
It's just a visit.
It's like a membership. You just pay to go, and you know, you go for the day, and you, there's activities and a schedule.
But people,
it's not assisted living. I mean,
who likes people? I kind of agree with her. Like, I would just want to be in my...
Done.
I would just want to be in my big air-conditioned house watching TV, not playing ping pong.
Look at the ocean.
I'm
with you.
Ping pong?
Yeah, some people really don't have an interest.
Just go walk
on
the beach for a little exercise.
Exactly.
Done.
Kelly just couldn't stop talking. I don't care if you have a man or a woman as
arguing.
A companion.
No, you didn't.
I hope that you just, you know, figure this out. You're old. You're act 100.
I don't do that.
The whole time.
Do.
The
no,
whole
I don't.
Time she's.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah, you
the
do.
Whole time she's doing that, she has a shirt on with lips open, like a talking mouth all over her shirt in a pattern. Did you catch that?
I didn't catch the lips, but that's funny. That is funny.
She is so busy. So at the end, Kelly pays for a year, maybe two, for her mother to go to this place. The poor woman who worked there was like, it's her, I don't know what to say.
It turned into a therapy session. It's like she's trying to tell them about the center. And she's like, oh, what do I say?
She was like, you guys probably should figure this out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she wants to be here.
So Vicky catches up with Michael, and we learn about his girlfriend, Danny, and Vicky recommends a prenup and to have safe sex.
Oh, Vicky.
This was like the talk to your kids about sex show.
Yeah.
It really was. It was like the
all
sex
ages.
Episode.
All ages. All inclusive.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that little side of Michael that came out tonight. It was kind of funny. And I like that he's really private, and Vicky's like, I have to pry the information out. Like, you're on a reality show. He's probably like, I do not want my stuff getting out there. That's you,
He
mom.
Always just seems, like, so embarrassed whenever he's speaking to Vicky. He's always just like, oh, mom.
I mean, it's Vicky. I mean, she brought up the prenup, and he's like, oh, my God, prenup?
That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all thinking it.
Yeah. Bobby gave advice last season to Kelly's mother, about how to handle the relationship problems with, I believe it was with Tamra. So this season, again, so Kelly calls up Tamra, and she gives her mother credit for telling her to reach out and mend fences with Tamra and then move over to Shannon and see if If it's only that easy, you know, if only it was that easy.
She's trying to out-puppet the new puppet master.
Yes. I get it. I get that game plan.
Yes.
So Tamara calls Shannon immediately to tell, runs over and tells her that
first
they're
of all,
setting this coffee date.
Before you go into details, do we think that Tamara really is the new puppet master, or is Kelly off a rocker?
I don't think she's really the new puppet master, just because right after hanging up, she called Shannon, kind of like she had to check in with Shannon.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? So I feel like invisibly Shannon is kind of holding the cards. Mm. Because who calls Shannon right after you hang up? Like, she had to check in, like, oh, guess who I just got off the phone with?
Yes.
Kelly. Oh, really?
And then, like, my phone's Shannon's not ringing off the hook.
Yeah, Shannon wants a call from Kelly. She thinks she's owed a call. I don't know. See, I read a lot of things. I don't know what the deal is with Tamara. I've heard that she really sets this stuff up, and she knows what makes good television, and she'll carry things out. And she, you know, so I don't know on that side of it.
Interesting.
I could see it.
So
she knows she should make up with Vicky, and she's just holding out. I don't think I can hold myself back with the stuff with Vicky. Yes, you can. You've been through so much. Just get over it already. Get back to where you were.
Tell him, Leon.
I know. If this... I'm watching Tamara closely with the gay rumors, because they're supposed to come back up on the show.
Who, the Eddie gay rumors?
The Eddie gay rumors, It's like, if that has to be addressed, then I know it's strictly just for reality TV and cameras. Because if you're married to a guy who's straight, you don't have to worry about that. And someone made a rumor over here, it stays over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does
like,
not
it's stupid. It's if it's untrue, you don't give it any energy.
Yeah.
So I'm watching. That's how I'll know if she's really that manipulative.
I hope they don't bring up the Eddie Gay thing again.
It's like so old.
It's not even that deep. Come on.
I know. I don't know who's going to bring it up.
The gay rumors mean you've made it.
There you go.
First come the girls, then the gays, then Hollywood.
Then there was a montage of chess playing very loudly. Did you catch that?
The B-roll is ridiculous this season.
I love it. It's so random.
So extra.
Shout out to the cameramen.
So extra.
Yes.
They're filming everything these
days.
I love it. And then that's probably like some Pawn 5, like purchased like B-roll, like, you know, fill-in footage. The chessboard, who cares? Tamara and Kelly get together. I guess this is foreshadowing the two sides are meeting. And it was very anticlimactic. Tamara looked good with her jacket on, and Kelly was ready to play. And that was when she was ready to out puppet the puppet master.
Yeah, it was a little awkward.
It was awkward. They were both hot, and they both ordered hot tea.
What a decision.
Let's just start off with that.
Yeah, very true. The ending was like, I almost got the feeling too, because we saw Tamara say, "I'm sorry for everything I did," and Kelly goes, "I accept your apology."
I know, like, really,
but we didn't see Kelly, right?
I know that might be
she
the
did
editing.
Apologize, though.
That might be the editing.
Yeah.
But it's just the way she was like, "I accept your apology."
Meanwhile, she was there to kind of like mend fences.
Tamara apologized twice for what we saw in the cut, and Kelly apologized once. I mean, who cares? But you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I know, but when you're doing tit for tat like that, like, everything counts.
So true.
All those little things count.
All
I would notice
that. Social media.
Yeah.
I would notice that if I gave like a heartfelt apology and I was like, "I'm sorry, Grant," you were like, "I accept your apology," knowing that you were a jerk too, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she did apologize, though. Kelly did apologize. Not as much.
I know, but we just didn't see it.
Just the way it was edited made it seem that way. Yeah.
They're
stinky. Like Tamara just like delivered this.
Yes.
So exactly.
Kelly took it.
So Kelly's switch, and I have this like Italian switch too, that when you go off, you go for like a million miles a minute. But like, I don't go to the depths that Kelly goes to, like in the bathroom and the daughter and throwing things and all this. I mean, so, Blake, what did you think of this moment when we heard about Kelly's switch, but not, apparently they didn't say that Shannon
have a switch.
Yeah, well, especially Shannon. I mean, Shannon really has that switch. We've seen it already now, this season, with Lydia, with Kelly.
They all have them.
They do. But, I mean, I would agree that Kelly takes it to another level. She really does.
Yes.
But, like, Shannon is doing that more and more. I mean, that was absurd how Shannon acted at the Quiet Woman. Completely absurd.
Yeah.
Throwing the plate. This isn't even mine. Then why are you throwing it? You know? Like, it was absurd. So she has that exact same...
I'm sorry that I was reactive. I love the Shannon voice.
I know.
Peggy's like, it's fine. You don't have to bring it up. It's fine. She's like, no, I need to. I'm like, yeah, you just need to rehash.
And Megan was like, hi, it's me. I'm lying. I was like, wait, this is so random.
And, you know, I would have accepted what Tamara said about Kelly and the switch being flipped and all that if she wasn't such good friends with Shannon. It's like she's blind to how Shannon acts. Like, I don't understand how she could have been, you know, upset with Kelly after The Quiet Woman and not have said to Shannon, hey, girl, I love you, but what the hell was that?
That was Shannon's reaction.
That was Shannon's reaction to the button pushing done by Kelly, who had flipped the switch, I guess, and was wired. So I guess in that case, it would. I mean, no one's responsible for someone else's actions. Yeah. But in that case, Shannon would have had a peaceful dinner if Kelly didn't tell her to keep eating.
But we've seen this time and time again with Housewives history. Everything is fine at the reunion.
Yeah.
Then they leave. And then it starts to air. Then the blogs start talking about it. And then they can't help but throw a little jab in social media. And then it continues.
Especially
and then
by the time
they film again, they hate each other. And it's like, you just made up. Start clean. Like, start the slate clean.
Speaking of social media, we saw some clips tonight. Kelly accused Tamara of shooting up HGH.
The screenshots are out.
And then there's my favorite hashtag that came across was hashtag, how many times have you been arrested?
Hashtag #4.
It's a very common hashtag. Trending soon.
Can you fit that on Twitter?
Apparently you can.
Yes, apparently so. So things got really ugly, but it was so easy how they wrote that off, too. In such a public way. And, like, so much so that we said last season that even Bravo had to step in and tell these ladies, you have to cool it on social media.
Those were aggressive back and forths.
Yeah.
I mean, they were aggressive accusations.
They just had made up a couple months ago, and then they're going crazy on Twitter.
Yeah, but they were like, okay, well, I know it's obnoxious. Kelly was like, I know it's obnoxious. Tam was like, I'm over it. And they do those apologies that we just criticized. And that was
so simple.
I mean, okay. That could have dragged out a lot longer. I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah.
So the Aventador X reveal. Is that, how the hell do you say this?
Aventador.
That sounds like a Disney ride. They said it so many times
in the episode and we still can't get it right.
I don't know.
Aventador S.
I'm just not a car person. It was a nice car. But anyway.
I wonder what Thomas would have thought about it.
Yeah, he probably likes Jerry's.
We have to know.
All the
next
ladies
week.
Are like, it's a bright yellow car.
Yeah.
They weren't really impressed by it. Yeah.
She reveals it. They're like, oh. Yeah.
I do like what Megan said. She was like, yeah, look how rich I am. Yeah. I'm so rich. Screw you.
Yeah. That says the woman who sends off her nanny as she goes to have lunch with the baby.
Okay. See you, Megan.
Yeah. Who's rich calling the other rich?
Peggy was turned off by Lydia saying that she was turning 36. I didn't realize that. I don't know how old Peggy is, but now that we've been introduced to both of her daughters, I was like, oh, okay, so she is not a young mom. Like I thought she
I
was like
I almost didn't
a
know what
young...
was happening at first. I was like, why is she getting upset?
No, I totally got it. I totally got it.
I thought she was like, I'm not calling this woman old, so don't come after me. But I thought that she was like a Megan, like, you know, like maybe 40 good. At most. But she's got older kids. So I was like, wow, okay, good for her. Yeah, it's a compliment to her.
She does.
She's just not a spring chicken.
It's a compliment to her and the husband, because the husband looks like he could be a young guy, too.
Yeah.
I thought they were comparable when I first met them with Lydia and her husband. Yeah. I thought they were like in that same age group.
They're not.
Apparently they're not. Yeah. So that's a testament to them.
I can totally relate to Peggy, though, and I think it was kind of funny. And that is exactly how it plays out every time when someone's like, I was born in 1997.
You're like... Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And they're complaining. That's the worst.
Finding new friends.
Yes. So then they had the reveal, and then the ladies tell Peggy that they all went to Ireland. And I love how they can't say, all the housewives. Like, oh, yeah. A bunch of girls. Yeah, a bunch of girls.
For real.
What was that about?
We all go on a girls trip every year. You're going to come on one this year, too.
Yeah, get a little taste of that.
Just be real about
why
it.
Why did Vicky have to say it so weird like that, though?
I don't know.
They always have to
the delivery
do that.
Was strange
they
for all
like,
of them.
Like, this is a
Beverly
group of girls.
Hills. Yeah. They do it on Beverly Hills. It's like, our circle of friends.
And
it's
what? Like, that's so
it's
weird.
Your circle of friends. Weird. You're all literally holding a fruit at the beginning of the show. I mean, give me a break.
You're deeper than friends, ladies.
I really didn't like how it played out tonight. Like, I really feel like Vicky came in with great intentions. Even the way she was engaging with... Megan, when she walked in, I feel like it was a little surface. It was a little fake.
Ooh, I love it.
But I really feel like she was just trying really hard to be nice.
Yeah, not
so
wrong.
I really didn't like how it played out with Megan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's when Megan announces the Sip and See party, and Vicky says, "Oh well, I would never come in and not be cordial." And that's when Megan said, "Yeah, you would," very direct. And I like that because it's vintage Megan, but it didn't go very far.
No,
but it did change everything, and I'm glad that Peggy right. And then we saw
Peggy's true colors. Yes, and I like Peggy it for took that the reason. Window. Yes.
Which is great for her and Vicky. And Vicky is like, "I love you because you got it.
I love you, Peggy.
You nailed it." We all got it. Like, Megan making a comment every 5 seconds, I would have slapped her.
Yeah.
I would have been like, "You know what? We get it."
And what Peggy did to her, the little seal the lips move, was funny. But if I was Megan and this, like, strange woman did that to my lips, I would be upset too. Not so much that she did it to me, but I would be like, "You might have messed up my lipstick." Yeah. Okay, that's a problem.
For me, it's a no-go.
Like, but it was funny. Than I thought.
It did.
Because she was like, "Stick out your lips," and then did that. You know what I mean? It's different from just like, imagine if she just grabbed your mouth.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But it still wasn't like
personal
perfect.
Space. It is personal space, yeah.
I don't know. I think that you can tell me. I'd rather you tell me to shut the F up than start touching my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But anyway, it worked.
It was funny.
Vicky made a few interesting points. She said, "Well, we've all hurt each other a lot, and we just don't understand each other, and that's just the way it is. I give up." She says, I've done it. I've apologized. I've reached out. And
cue the montage.
All the apologies. But, you know, that, and they were a little shady with that when they had that apology of her at the finale last season outside of Shannon's house when they apologized. That's when Tamara kind of went back at Vicky after that apology. Yeah. And then she's like, "You know what? I know what I know." And that's it. So she left the window open for, and then the whole reunion came the week later.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't say that was like, "I'm sorry, the book is closed." It was just one of many apologies along the way. But she
did apologize.
It
changed the course for this season, though. Like, if they would have made up and kept it like that, the reunion would have been completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it
turned a turn. It turned a turn.
And, I mean, Vicky said, "You know, I've done it. I've apologized. I've never gotten an apology back." I mean, in a way, she's right. And when in the world are we going to see Shannon apologize to Vicky? And really, for what? Because in Shannon's defense, I mean, the allegations, whether they were true, untrue, or somewhere in the gray space, you know, Shannon doesn't feel like she owes Vicky anything. So, I don't know.
That's why I feel she's done.
Shannon will never feel like she owes anyone ever.
But what is the apology Vicky is looking for? For just them shunning her?
Well, the thing with Vicky is she just wants you to own up for 50% of it. She's like, "You need to meet me halfway. If I'm throwing out an apology, can you throw something out too? Like, I'm over here saying I'm sorry. Yeah. You need to throw something out too."
That's a good
point.
So
that's what
she's
saying. Especially very when true. She brings up, "We're all hurt." That's like that's a classic Vicky line. We've all hurt each other. Because she's acknowledging, "Look, I'm not the only jerk here. Like, you guys have done it too. So if I'm going to stick my neck out and say I'm sorry, like, you guys need to throw me a bone as well." So that's why I relate to Vicky. I understand her. She's the OG.
Yeah.
You know, I totally get it. And she's trying. Like, I really feel like she's trying to just get back. I'm sure it's not fun for her to realize that 4 out of the castmates don't want to film with her. Like, to a certain point, you're like, "I don't care what people think." But, you know, deep down inside, you're like, "Dude, nobody wants to film with me." Like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I feel like she can say, once again, "This is my show," and too bad.
It is her show.
You know what I mean? It all depends. I mean, deep down, I feel like she has to be like, "Damn, like, this is all playing out on TV." And
especially
because
she's like, so sensitive. I mean, she gets her feelings hurt. She's very open about how when people say stuff about her, it hurts. You know? So for such a sensitive person to be living this reality, like, it must suck. So she's putting on her game face, and I agree. She's trying to kind of, like, make the best of it, trying to kind of move in, infiltrating the group.
I wish Tamara would just give her a little...
Well, if Tamara is so willing to make up with Kelly after what Kelly said to her, I don't think whatever Vicky did to Tamara was as bad as
so much. She doesn't want to give Vicky anything because of Shannon.
So strange to me. I don't get that at all.
I think to a degree, Tamara enjoys kind of like leading this other side against Vicky, though.
Yeah.
Because Tamara's been playing up the seniority that she has on this show, and I think she's tired of being Vicky's little sister.
Yeah.
And this gives her a position.
Ooh, she's...
It actually gives her like...
An intentional rivalry.
A playing field of like equals.
Yep. Yes.
So... It should be interesting.
Very.
I don't know. This stuff just comes to me. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. I think it sounds about right for what we're given. Meanwhile, no Lambo for Shannon. Instead, David bought her an elliptical.
That was funny.
It was.
That was hilarious.
Shannon talks a little bit with Tamara about seeing Kelly, and they're trying to figure out, like, is she going to have this one-on-one with Kelly before or after the sip and see? But, of course, Tamara's like, oh, let me come with you. I was like, look, this is really ridiculous. This is getting to the point where, you know, they need to just let Shannon go on her own and do this. I think it's ridiculous. Tamara doesn't need to be involved in everything. It kind of gets to be annoying when you've got one cast member that has to be in the middle of everything and have to be in someone's ear the whole time. Can't those... And then they said, well, we did... You know, I
did
go to one-on-one.
They did try by themselves
before. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, how old are these people? You know what I mean? You really need a moderator. I mean, Shannon needs to make a conscious decision. Am I moving forward with this one, or am I going to let her continue to push my buttons? You don't need anyone there for that.
Exactly. I was just going to say, they have done so much to each other, and they've said so much. At this point, they should just push the reset button. Push the reset button and just start cleaning.
Yeah.
Because both of you guys have been major, major key players in this. Like, there's no wrong side here. Both of them have been ridiculous with each other.
Yeah.
Very true.
Hmm. Well, that does it for that show. Let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Yes.
So People Magazine put out a few things, and there's a video. I don't know if that video was sent. I did send it to the show's email. I don't know if we have that. But before we get to that, Shannon sat down with People Magazine, and she said that David has filmed less, noticeably less this season because of the abuse allegations, and he just thought it would be smarter not to be on camera as
Who
much.
Who thought it was smarter? Did or Shannon did?
Probably her. And so she warned, she lets everyone know that she's not afraid of anyone. That's not why he doesn't film us. There's nothing to be afraid of. They're not hiding anything. It's just a recommendation or something like that. I'm like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she says, she comments on her marriage, and she says, we're doing well, but she adds that relationships have their highs and lows.
Duh.
So I guess, like, you know, she also said in another interview that she came off of this amazing, you know, vow renewal. So that was like a level 10 of happiness. So you can't be at that point all the time. So that's where she is. She also admitted that the allegations took a toll on her family, saying, we've been through enough publicly and have to defend a fake allegation. I was really upset about that. I didn't want my family to get hurt. So
wouldn't you want to showcase what's going on
the
right
good
now.
Stuff
I mean, like, look, we got through it, we're doing better, like, it's not perfect, but we're trying, we're a family. But I don't think Shannon is playing the cards right this season, you know, avoiding thing. And I think David should come on. He's been working out and he looks good. Show it off.
Well, the clip was regarding Shannon's status with Vicky and Kelly, and I can, you know, kind of give a little subtext behind that. And, you know, she still has no connection with Vicky, but she says both she and Tamara have reached an agreement and, like, a truce with Kelly, and so that's the current status there. So
interesting.
So we'll see that play out. Also, remember Lynn Curtin?
Oh, how could we forget?
So her daughter Alexa.
Oh no.
Her rape. This is hard hitting news here at AfterBuzz TV. Her daughter's rape case was closed on Friday. According to The Patch Del Mar, they say a jury Friday ordered Orange County to pay $2.25 million to the ex-porn actress and daughter of former Real Housewives Orange County cast member who was sexually assaulted by a former sheriff's deputy while he was on duty. And the article went into a little bit more detail, and I mean, he really did, you know, according to all statements and the testifying and all that, you know, he really did force himself on her.
How terrible.
But also, took her number so they could do it again.
So she won the case?
So, yes. Closing arguments were heard Friday for Alexa Curtin, an adult film actress. They say this twice. This is not me being shady, even though it's kind of funny about that they have to keep listing it. Not about the rape. She claimed that she was raped by Orange County's who pulled her over. So she got $2.25 million out of this. I mean, granted, she probably went through a lot of emotional distress. Right. But, that's the latest with her. So I thought that was interesting to catch up. Because there's a lot out there. you know.
Right.
So
that is very interesting. I hadn't heard the outcome of it. So.
Well, in other news, Peggy has had some rumors come out about her that she is homophobic.
Oh.
These rumors have recently came out because her brother has started to speak publicly about this. According to him and Radar Online, he was not invited to the funeral, and he did not know that his dad was dying until he was dead.
Because he's gay?
Well, Peggy said that he was not allowed to come to the funeral because him being gay is what broke their father's heart. Oh. And that their kind would not be accepted at the funeral because the whole family feels that way. And that the brother says that the whole family image that they're portraying on TV is just an image. Mm. That she is very homophobic and she's very true to the culture, which the culture does not really believe in homosexuality. So I don't really know what to think about this. It's shocking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see it being true. I hope it's not true. Tell us what you think about this.
Yeah,
write in the comments below. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I saw an article today. It's still developing. They said that Andy Cohen is getting ready to confront her at what happens.
Really?
Live. That's a rumor. He's not doing anything.
I'm sure he would bring it up, but he's not going to confront her.
Yeah, no, please. But, I mean, no, I thought when I first read the article, I said, well, maybe her brother is, I mean, her brother's married to a man. Her brother's homosexual. Who cares? But I thought maybe there was more to the story and they were spinning it that way because it makes it for a good headline for her to be homophobic. But maybe it was over money or something with the father or family drama.
Yeah, there could be more family details.
The details that you listed, though, it sounds muddy. It sounds like it really is a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's family muddy, which is like,
the muddiest kind of muddy.
But it's out. It's out there, and people are talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's something that she's going to have to address.
I really hope they acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, we're only 5 episodes in. I get it. But I can't imagine that they're going to have cards of questions for her. So this is something. At this point, we already think that she's going to be on the far end of the couch, right? The far end of the couch.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely going to be on the far end of the couch.
So they're going to need to ask her a few things. And this is something that's in the public eye, and it's offensive. And they absolutely should question her about it. She's a public figure. I don't feel bad. Ask her the question.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't feel bad either. Yep. Especially if it's out there and it's about your brother. Wouldn't you want to clear it up and be like, I love my brother? And also, sources are saying that the mom and dad fully accepted him.
Wow.
It was actually Peggy that was standing by, like, you know, just putting her foot down and was like, aww. No, it's not culturally appropriate.
Peggy, the joke is on you because you're on a Bravo show.
So. Yeah, half the fans are women and gay men.
Yep,
so get on board.
Yep, figure it out. I think that'll do it for us. We can look at next week really quickly as we make our exits. We're going to have the Sip and See, I believe. And then Shannon and Tamara and Kelly are going to have that sit down.
Ooh.
I
can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how Shannon's going to approach this conversation. With an open mind, perhaps?
Not likely.
I think it might go smoothly only because she'll lean on Tamara. And I want her to be open enough to just say, here, let's figure this out together. I don't need a crutch. But
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, well, we shall see. So you guys can please leave us some comments if you like below. Give us a thumbs up because it's a free show, and I hope you enjoyed it. So who cares?
Who cares?
Thumbs you guys up. Can keep up with us on all of our projects and platforms.
Yes, I'm Blake V, and you can find me on all social media at Blake V Media and follow my wellness and yoga journey at BlakeV.com.
Yep, and I'm Leon Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon, and check out my website, HollywoodLeon.com.
And if you want to hear my thoughts on Tom and Luann's divorce over in New York, listen to my recent show, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, episode number 66. You can find that on all major podcasting platforms. For OC Housewives here at AfterBuzz TV, we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Bye, guys. We love you, Lou.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.